Our next game is about initialisms, which are like acronyms, but less fun. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Danielle Miebert on buzzer number one. You're an administrator at NYU. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Katie Edwards on buzzer number two. You're a mathematician at Bell Labs. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, Danielle and Katie, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to the final round. Let's go to your first game. Danielle, what text abbreviation do you use the most?
In another life, I was an English teacher, so I don't like using abbreviations. So yeah. You'll probably see more likely to be seeing a semicolon from me thrown into a text.
Nice! Katie, what text abbreviation do you use the most?
You know, I don't abbreviate much either, but I do use that emoji that's rolling its eyes a lot.
So we've got a word game for you called Mary J.K. Blige. Every answer is a famous person who uses initials in their name, but we've replaced the initials with an initialism starting with the same letters. For an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung.
If we said this architect is famous for designing the Louvre Pyramid and the website that lets you learn the full cast and crew of the Hannah Montana movie, you'd answer IMDb Pay. Replacing I am in the architect I am pay with IMDb.
Ring in to answer. Here we go. This woman's suffrage leader once appeared on the dollar coin and famously advocated for two great causes, the 19th Amendment and the concept of taking your own booze to a party. Danielle.
Susan B-Y-O-B Anthony?
Yeah, that's right. Suffragettes know how to party, too.
This African-American author and educator founded Tuskegee University. He was also easily bored reading long chunks of text online and skipped right to the summaries.
Some hints about the person. In 1901, he was the first African-American to be invited to the White House by President Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. What were you looking for? The person was Booker TLDR Washington, and TLDR means too long... didn't read.
Fair enough.
This is a hard game.
It is a hard game. The author of Winnie the Pooh couldn't wait to turn 50 so he could qualify for that 10% discount at Outback Steakhouse. Katie.
A.A.R.P. Milne.
Yeah, that's correct. Eeyore would be a great spokesman for AARP.
He would. This actress always checks her tire pressure before she rides her bike to the set of Empire, where she plays Cookie Lion. Danielle.
The actress is Taraji P. Henson, and I'm guessing TPM for tire pressure monitoring?
Good guess. That initialism doesn't start with the right letter. Katie, can you steal?
It's T-P-S-I... and I don't remember the last name you just said. Henderson?
I know, you would have to work, you know, you each get a half a point, so that's fine. Taraji P.S.I. Henson is what we were looking for.
P.S.I. being pounds per square inch.
That's right. This is your last clue. This Snakes on a Plane star formed a corporation to protect his personal assets in the event that someone tried to sue him over a viper attack. Danielle.
Samuel L.L.C. Jackson?
That's right. Archung, how did our contestants do?
Another tough game. Congratulations, Danielle. You're one step closer to our final round.
Why not be a contestant on our show? Go to amatickets.org and sign up to take our quiz. Coming up, our house musician will play music about houses, but it is not house music. What do you think we are, DJ Tiesto? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.